Hello, hello. Hey
Morning.
guys, how's it going?
What's going on? How are we feeling?
Feeling good. Super stoked about this announcement. Really appreciate everyone tuning in today. Rizzo and George, thank you both for coming on stage. Looks like we got the Kraken handle here as well. I know we're also waiting for Alan to join us, but yeah, this is a pretty big announcement from us here at Bitcoin Magazine. And yeah, we're gonna talk a little bit more about what this Bitcoin halving live stream is and why we're doing it. But kind of before we get in, I just kind of want to give everyone the opportunity to introduce themselves. I'll start. I'm your host, Spencer Nichols. I work on the marketing team at Bitcoin Magazine. Been working closely with the folks at Kraken to get this pushed out. And yeah, we're really looking forward to putting this on. It's gonna be a really, really high quality live stream that we're doing, and something unique about it is we're going to be doing it on Bitcoin block time, starting 21 blocks before the halving, which I think is unique and also kind of adds an element of surprise there. But we'll talk a little bit more about that going forward. But yeah, without further ado, Rizzo, you want to go ahead and tell people a little bit about yourself and maybe kind of your connection between Bitcoin Magazine as well as Kraken?
Yeah, sure. So, P. Rizzo, editor at large, Kraken. You may know me as a Bitcoin historian on X, but also assisting kind of the great work ongoing at the Kraken Exchange. One of the largest in the world, big operation. So, proud to represent that work. But yeah, here to announce that Kraken will be the title sponsor for our Bitcoin Magazine Bitcoin halving live stream. Really looking forward to celebrating just how far we've come. Talking about future milestones. When I think about the halving, I really think about it as, it's a tremendous gathering point and coming together for the industry, right? Just for everyone in Bitcoin and the larger crypto ecosystem, and even, the maybe the TradFi and traditional folks, don't tune in often. So, yeah, that's really why I think Kraken felt it was important to take an active role in the halving, and kind of bringing people together. And yeah, this will be my third halving personally. I was there at the first one, but I remember where I was every time. And hopefully many people will get those kind of lasting memories this time as we do the live stream. So
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Alan, I guess welcome to the stage. Feel free to introduce yourself and tell the folks in the audience a little bit about you.
hey, yeah, super excited to be up here. I'm Alan Helm. I am our account director here at Bitcoin Magazine. I run point on all things related to our relationships with our partners like Kraken. We've been working a lot hand in hand with them, Spencer, George, on this Bitcoin halving initiative. I know this is something that started, as a refreshed idea 6 months ago. So to finally have this come out and, get the ball rolling is super exciting. This is my second halving. I wish I could say third, similar to Rizzo, but a lot, a lot changed here in the last 8 years, and so things are.
Well, I gotta say the other ones weren't super glamorous, if you want the truth. But I gotta say this graphic is really getting me going. So just looking at this red flaming four, the halving is coming. Love it. I'm getting excited just looking at it. So shout out to the creatives there.
Yeah, super, super bullish. But happy to hand it off here to George.
Awesome. Well, yeah, my name is George McHale. I am the Vice President of Operations for Bitcoin Magazine, co-author of Thank God for Bitcoin. I also lead local Bitcoin meetups. It's something I'm very passionate about. So I love that we are putting together this event to kind of celebrate a huge milestone for Bitcoin and really something I consider to be an emergent holiday in the Bitcoin community. And it's great to see both Bitcoin Magazine and Kraken kind of take the lead to help Bitcoiners kind of come up with our own rituals, our own moments of reflection, and excited to talk through what those highlights were this past epoch and also kind of look ahead to what the future holds.
Yeah, 100%. I think this is definitely a good opportunity for people to take stock of what the last 4 years has been. And honestly, being in the Bitcoin space, it's felt like a lot longer than that. Maybe that's just the market, but maybe Bitcoin time is different. And on that note too, we are going to be doing this on buy Bitcoin block height, starting 21 blocks before the halving, which I think is just kind of an interesting metaphor for. I think a lot of people are starting to kind of do things by Bitcoin, and that includes TradFi. It also includes folks in the greater crypto ecosystem. And Rizzo, I know you have some unique perspectives on this, and as well as Kraken does too. But I'd be curious, you know, how you see Kraken's position in the overall culture of Bitcoin, and, you know, again, why this having live stream was something that Kraken felt passionately about. Yeah,
definitely. Happy to take it from there. I mean, obviously, you know, our internal staff is, you know, filled with, you know, people who are Bitcoin crypto natives, right, who often kind of, you know, are enthusiasts first and then kind of get that passion for the industry, right? So, you know, I think people there are no stranger certainly to what is going on in Bitcoin, you know, talking about it, discussions like on the daily. But yeah, I mean, I do think what you're saying a little bit is there has been kind of a bit of a reconvergence, right? I think bull markets are, you know, a little bit euphoric, maybe a little bit more divisive. I think bear markets are a time when people kind of come together. They kind of look at where the successes have been. And, you know, I think maybe, you know, a story that people are kind of tuning in now is over the last 12 months, there've been a lot of people in the crypto space who've been reintroduced to Bitcoin. You know, maybe they, you know, minted at Ordinal, or they kind of decided to kind of stack some sats. You know, I think we just have seen, you know, people kind of looking across the aisles, kind of taking a look at what we've, you know, all accomplished. And yeah, I think, you know, even from a crypto perspective, right, like Bitcoin is the, you know, number one cryptocurrency by market cap, kind of seen as the, you know, elder statesman and figure. And I, you know, I do think that we generally see, you know, a lot of mainstream attention on it, right? And I think that that's a positive education moment kind of wherever you're coming from in the community. And yeah, I think I expect we'll kind of see that again this time around, you know, maybe a little bit more because, you know, there are some of those lines, those traditional partisan lines are blurring. And, you know, maybe the people who are looking at Bitcoin for the first time, maybe have a bit of crypto expertise, maybe have a bit of TradFi expertise. So yeah, I think we'll just see that convergence continue.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the hope for me. And, you know, with that idea of looking forward to what Bitcoin and the culture around it might be, I think that we also want to try and set the standard for what the halving is for people in culture. I think, George, as you mentioned, you kind of see the halving as something that should become a holiday more and more over time. And I think with, you know, partnering with Kraken, we really wanted to push forward a vision of what we think the halving is and how people can, you know, best celebrate that, because we do think it is something to celebrate, obviously. Like, you know, any block that Bitcoin goes forward is obviously a great thing and, you know, something we all expect. But I think, you know, the halving is obviously something special. It, you know, of course, there's the whole number go up, you know, supply go down sort of, you know, shtick that people love to trot out. But I think more than that, it is really a great time to reflect, because I think, you know, day to day, we can all get caught up in everything that's happening in Bitcoin, but really taking stock is something super important. And we kind of wanted to take the opportunity to make this really like a blowout type of party and live stream to really showcase what Bitcoin culture is all about, kind of akin to a New Year's Eve celebration. So with this live stream, we're going to be doing it no matter when the halving is. So it could be, you know, we're looking at around April 18th to 20th, somewhere in there, but could be any time of day. And we're going to be bringing on a, you know, pop culture figures that are perhaps Bitcoin adjacent. More to come on that soon. And then also, you know, top voices in the Bitcoin space that we're really looking forward to highlighting in conjunction with kind of the, you know, some more mainstream folks. But overall, it's going to be a super fun production there. And I guess, you know, just to kind of give everyone the opportunity to take stock, I know that we have on the BitcoinHalving.com website, it's up there in the nest, there's the opportunity for people to vote on the top 21 moments and kind of go on a trip down memory lane over the past epoch, these last 4 years, to see, you know, what your favorites were. And so, you know, for the folks here on the stage, I just kind of want to offer the opportunity, if you guys have any that are near and dear to your heart or ones that, you know, you just would like to share a little bit, feel free to hop in here.
Yeah, I mean, when I think back to past halvings, you know, I kind of alluded to it earlier, but, you know, I did my first halving in 2016 on the CoinDesk. We were live tweeting it, actually. There wasn't even a live stream or a physical event. It was back in the days of live blogging and live tweeting. And, you know, I spent most of that day on a couch, right? Actually, it was my then girlfriend, now wife at the time, you know, and explaining to her sort of what the halving was, you know, I was pretty awkward, I'm not going to lie. I sort of had to explain why I was spending Saturday afternoon kind of like on the couch live tweeting pictures of people kind of around the world having beers and, you know, celebrating, eating pizza with each other, and why that was a moment that, like, I was observing, like, as a person, like, why we couldn't go out to the brewery or go get lunch. Like, this was kind of my job, right? So, like, explaining that was a little bit difficult. So I think it'll be nice having, you know, a really professional live stream that people can tune into. You know, obviously, I think it's a statement of that growth. But yeah, I mean, the last epoch, I mean, geez, you know, even thinking about that last halving, you know, in 2020, was sort of, you know, I know people were planning sort of all these parties. It was, you know, it was going to be the time where we leveled up, and maybe there was a bit more formality around it. But yeah, I also spent that halving on a couch, actually, on the Bitcoin Magazine live stream. which I think went for a whole 24 hours. I wasn't, I think I only did a small part of that, but, you know, yeah. So I think maybe, you know, this will be the first halving where, you know, maybe I'm not celebrating it on my couch. So I think that's a huge win. But again, you know, I think that just speaks to really where crypto is at these days and Bitcoin is at, right? We've just cracked the mainstream. People are paying attention. Obviously, you know, at the Bitcoin conference, we've seen that over the last few years, you know, with politicians making statements. You know, if you told me in 2020 that, you know, you'd have multiple presidential candidates talking about Bitcoin, you know, making that part of the campaign, you know, that would be a crazy thing. I mean, the Bitcoin ETF approvals, I mean, obviously, you know, Kraken, you know, one of our portfolio companies providing the pricing there, but just, you know, just to be connected to kind of Wall Street in that way. And I have a moment where, you know, after 10 years of trying and, you know, being unable to offer a financial product that, you know, I think most people would say is pretty basic, you know, to get that success is pretty huge. So yeah, I don't know, I guess I can't help but reflect on, you know, a little bit of my personal journey there where, yeah, we've come a long way from those couches.
Yeah, it's been crazy going back and just reflecting on the last 4 years and the team at Bitcoin Magazine, trying to come up with a list of what were the highlights, and you can go to bitcoinhalving.com. You can vote on the ones that you think are that make up the top 21. And then during the live stream, we're going to highlight those, but it's just, there's so much that happened. 4 years is a long time. We kind of went through a lot of ups and downs from, you know, all time highs of 69,420 to El Salvador adopting Bitcoin as legal tender. You can kind of go through the entire list and you start realizing how much progress we actually made over the last 4 years. And it gets pretty exciting to kind of think about how much more progress we can make in this upcoming epoch. And I think that's a big value add in terms of, you know, what the halving represents. It really is an opportunity for us to not only reflect, but also just kind of reset. You know, I think Rizzo is alluding to bear markets kind of take their toll and people start getting you know, negative, and we kind of drift away from the reason that we're all here and what we're trying to build. And I think that's one of the benefits of a moment like this, where we can kind of just hit the reset button and kind of refocus our energy on what we're actually here trying to do, which is, you know, replace fiat currency ultimately, and you know, build a better world. So definitely encourage people. There's already votes coming in, so it's exciting to see people kind of weighing in on what they think the most memorable moments were. But it's going to be fun to highlight those and give them proper attention when the halving rolls around.
And I shared a couple links to the general channel, but just definitely from a Kraken perspective, a few things to underscore. You know, in this epoch, in terms of how things have changed, you know, Lightning integration, right? The ability to basically, with super low fees, you know, send Bitcoin in exchange and then withdraw, you know, probably would have been unheard of, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, but that's live on Kraken today. Taproot addresses, you know, something we started supporting in December 2022. But, you know, Taproot is a huge upgrade to Bitcoin. I mean, we're still seeing, you know, that playing out. That's one I'm personally going to be voting for on this list. I think that, you know, seen a tremendous change on the network. You know, I mentioned the Bitcoin ETF, but, you know, also ordinals. You know, Kraken was one of the first exchanges to create their own or our own Bitcoin ordinal. You know, so I think definitely a lot of moments here as I'm scanning through this list where, you know, they feel like the big ones for me.
It's crazy to look back and just think about everything that's happened, you know, this epoch. I mean, I feel like the prior cycle was so dominated by SegWit and just the block size wars. And, you know, Rizzo, feel free to, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, but that's like all I can think about when I think of, you know, the cycle prior to that. And, you know, this go around, we've had everything from El Salvador adopting Bitcoin, the ETFs, ordinals, just so much news, which, you know, is expected to happen with just, you know, adoption increasing across the board. But, you know, yeah, I just can't wait for what's to come.
And for me, I just kind of, you know, something that piqued my interest is, George, you kind of talk about, you know, what we're here to do with Bitcoin. And from your point of view, it was, you know, fix the money, fix the world is kind of what I gathered from that. And Rizzo, I think you kind of highlighted that there are these people who are maybe, you know, crypto native, Bitcoin adjacent, that are kind of coming back to Bitcoin, using it to their own ends. And I think that, you know, I definitely fall more on the side of, like, you know, fix the money, fix the world is, you know, what inspired me to get into Bitcoin. But I also think that it's interesting to just take stock of what the Bitcoin narratives are and how those have changed. And for me, one of the most compelling things was trying to understand Bitcoin mining and Bitcoin mining's energy use. And looking back at this past epoch, seeing, you know, the mining exodus from China and kind of this environmental FUD that was, you know, all over the place from, I guess I won't even name the folks spreading it, but it just, for me, it was super interesting to see that FUD happen in real time. And then to see how the Bitcoin community responded as far as communications in a decentralized kind of grassroots way. I thought that was really excellent. And to see the data come behind, you know, some of the talking points we have of, you know, Bitcoin monetizing stranded renewable energy, for instance, like it makes sense in theory, but to see that in practice and to see the numbers to back that up, I thought was super interesting. So for me, that was like one of the, you know, more defining aspects of the past epoch for me, was seeing that integration between Bitcoin and something as tangible as our grid and energy systems globally, which, you know, I that's just something I take an interest in myself. But I mean, also, I think on top of this, there's, you know, the price action is something that, you know, that gets like a lot of the mainstream headlines. And something we're really happy to be able to do here is through the Bitcoin Halving Challenge, powered by Nitro Betting. That's one of our sponsors here for the Bitcoin Halving, is for folks to be able to guess what they think the price of Bitcoin will be at the halving. And there is a one Bitcoin prize pool that will be delivered to the winners of that contest. So we're really happy to be able to offer that as well. So if anyone has a crystal ball out there, you know, there's Bitcoin and prizes waiting for you. To just putting that out there. And yeah, I guess, like, I'm curious if you guys have any thoughts on where we might be going in this next epoch, to kind of take a look towards the future. You know, obviously it's very hard to say, but I get the sense that there is kind of a bit of a cultural shift, or at least a shift in how the dialogue is happening around Bitcoin. You know, that's kind of, as Rizzo mentioned, this influx of crypto natives, and then also this kind of TradFi influence through the ETFs. So I'm curious if you guys have any thoughts on just Bitcoin culture more generally, and how that relates to, you know, the increasing adoption, and what that might mean for, you know, maybe what the last 4 years of Bitcoin was. I know that there's kind of like this, you know, laser eyes was kind of like this cultural undercurrent, I would say, that was, you know, a large contingency, and, you know, perhaps that might be changing, or is, you know, just being battle tested. Just curious if you guys have any thoughts on where we're headed from here.
Yeah, I can jump in. I feel like this is going to be the epoch where it's going to be impossible to ignore Bitcoin, you know, once and for all at a mainstream level. I mean, on the heels of ETF approval and just kind of more mainstream people talking about Bitcoin, price obviously speaking for itself, you know, I wonder if it's going to be the type of thing where by the time we're talking about the next Bitcoin halving, it's going to be more of a cultural phenomenon. I mean, I think this halving epoch, it's fair to say that, you know, those of us who are in the space, those of us who have Bitcoin or mine or whatever else interact at some level, are the only ones really paying attention. But I think this is the last turn of the epoch where that's going to be the case. And, you know, 4 years from now, when the scarcity is better understood, when the underlying asset is better understood, it's going to be more of, you know, I don't know if I want to say like New Year's type celebration. That might be a little bit too lofty, but, you know, the difference between the halving and New Year's really is December 31st at midnight every year. We do the kind of the same thing. We ring in the new year, whatever. January 1st, nothing fundamentally is different about the world on January 1st. It's just another day on the calendar. Whereas with the halving, what you have is the celebration and the realization that, you know, the Bitcoin supply is limited and it literally changes at the turn of the epoch. And so I think that's actually something that's pretty unique about this, you know, quote unquote holiday, is that something literally changes about the world. And so the more people that adopt Bitcoin and sort of interact with the network, whether it's through ETFs or actually holding the asset, the more this is going to be impactful. So I do think the cultural change is coming. And even if you just look at the list of the things that we're celebrating over the past 4 years, there are some, you know, mainstream mile markers that took place that we kind of forget about because they've kind of been normalized. If you've kind of been around and you're a little bit numb to, oh yeah, okay, this person's talking about it or this company is adding it to their balance sheet or whatever. But I think this next epoch, we're really going to start seeing some significant shifts happening in more of a mainstream culture. Not sure if that's too bullish, but that's my take.
Never too bullish. Alan, feel free to hop in here if you got any takes on where you think culture or just kind of the future of this next epoch might be leading us based on what we're seeing out there today.
Yeah, sorry. I was some connections issues, so I'm jumping in the middle of the conversation here. But, you know, I think it's, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think, you know, recently CNBC and Squawk Box had, you know, a small segment on them trying to describe what the halving is, which, you know, for all intents and purposes, I think they did an okay job, you know, coming from a mainstream media outlet. It was super cool to see that, you know, just being taken into consideration as, you know, a big event in Bitcoin and, you know, what it means, not just for like price, but for the miners, you know, for everybody involved. And so, you know, as those conversations continue to ramp up, like, you know, it's great on the institutional side, but, you know, what it really means is like, you know, everyday people like myself, you, you know, our normie friends that typically don't care about Bitcoin, you know, will start to come in, get exposed. You know, I think everybody's, you know, very well versed with what like a New Year's Eve style event is like for Bitcoin. This is our New Year's Eve style event, you know, on a 4-year time scale, which is, you know, in terms of reflection and looking at what has happened, not just in Bitcoin, but like on a personal level, right? You're really able to see a lot of growth and changes that occur in a span of 4 years versus just 1 year. So, yeah, you know, Grizzo, I don't know if you have anything to add there.
Yeah, no, Rizzo might be having some audio issues here, but yeah, Rizzo, feel free to jump in if you can hear us. Just give you just a second there. But in the meantime, I want to give everyone, you know, again, if you do want to share, you know, what your favorite moments over the past epoch were, you can go to BitcoinHalving.com and vote on those there, as well as we'll have the Bitcoin Halving Challenge. And we're also going to be releasing more information on this soon. Just as far as, you know, who's going to be joining us on the live stream, stay tuned for that. But overall, you know, we're all super excited to be able to put on this event and kind of define the lexicon of this celebration and what this means to Bitcoin, but to also show that to people, you know, a little bit further afield from Bitcoin. I think, in that vein, I think looking back, it's going to be really interesting to see this as a bit of a time capsule for the Bitcoin community. I was looking back on the 2020 live stream. I think it happened during lockdown, for, you know, during COVID, and it's just really funny to see, you know, all those familiar faces, you know, just does show how far this industry has come. But
can you guys hear me now?
Yes, sir. We hear you, Rizzo.
I love that. Technical difficulties never change, I guess. Epoch.
Well, Rizzo, yeah, we were just kind of sharing our thoughts on if you had any, you know, looking forward, if you have any thoughts on where Bitcoin culture may be headed. There's kind of all of these people that are joining or coming back to Bitcoin, and it's interacting with maybe kind of the old guard narratives in an interesting way. And I know that, you know, as a Bitcoin historian yourself and someone with like really novel, insights into what Bitcoin culture and narratives are, I think it'd be really interesting to hear where you think Bitcoin culture may be headed in this next 4 years.
Yeah, sure. I was just scoping out that list. I'd say, well, you know, I think you guys were talking about moments that weren't moments kind of the last epoch. I would say my mind's a little stuck on that. I would add that, you know, one thing maybe I'd like to see on there is kind of the big, you know, financial Wall Street giants kind of, you know, continuing to, you know, trash talk the industry, which I think has been, you know, kind of a consistent trend with Jamie Dimon and those sort of folks. But yeah, I mean, looking ahead, I think that that's got to change, right? I mean, I think overall we're, epoch to epoch, having to having, you see that, you know, I think as someone said, you know, they hope that we get more kind of celebrity kind of reach this time around. Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, we've seen it just takes people a long time to understand Bitcoin, right? That's one of the cool things I think about the halving is it's, you know, it is a celebration, it is culture, but it's also a teachable moment, right? You get to learn about how Bitcoin economics works, right? That essentially there isn't someone, you know, there to kind of oversee how money is issued in the economy. This is programmatic. It's handled by code. You know, so it is that kind of moment where, you know, it sort of reminds us, I think, as we bring new people into this conversation, you know, just how far behind some people are. And I think, you know, we have to remember that those new folks are going to come in, right? Some people, this will be their first halving, right? And they'll have no kind of perspective, you know, on what happened before. So I think maybe to answer your current question is, you know, where does the you know, kind of next epoch, where what does it portend? I mean, I think you're gonna see, you know, an even bigger influx, you know, of users. Right now, if you think about it, you know, even maybe, you know, bringing in a more kind of exchange, you know, viewpoint like Kraken's, it's, you know, we're 190 countries right now, but you know, eventually that's got to be the full globe, right? We've got to get everybody kind of online and you know, able to use these tools. And we're not yet there yet, but I mean, obviously, you know, that'll expand, and that has to still be the goal, I think, right? That unites everybody. And I think if there's maybe something to kind of remind everybody at the halving, it is, you know, yeah, we're not there. We're not really going to get there maybe on our own. And, you know, maybe what you think, you know, the kind of the arc of Bitcoin adoption is going to look like, it's probably not going to be a straight line, right? It's going to be kind of new people coming in, new people bringing different ideas. You know, we're just now starting to see what Wall Street getting activated looks like, right? We're seeing mainstream, you know, financial incumbents, you know, advertise ETF products across Google. You know, you're long Google today, you're going to see those ads. But, you know, those people who work at those institutions, you know, maybe they're not buying spot Bitcoin on an exchange and then holding it in self-custody, right? So I think there is a mismatch, right, between like how fast, you know, the Bitcoin crypto narrative moves and then, you know, really where adoption is, right? And I think we're seeing adoption is going to be slow. Obviously, we hope that we can accelerate that, but, you know, it's got to go to that overall goal. And yeah, I always caution patience, you know, wherever you think we're going to get the next cycle. You know, maybe take your expectations and modify them a little. I don't think there's going to be a big, you know, rocket ship to the end where, you know, I know everybody loves the go to moon kind of narrative. You know, I don't think there's going to be kind of a jubilee moment, right? It's sort of how can we move the ball forward? How can we get more people online? And how can we educate more people? And I think, yeah, you know, cultural events like this, I think will be a good start.
Join the ultimate competition with Bitcoin Halving Challenge presented by Bitcoin Magazine and powered by nitrobetting.eu. This is your chance to predict the future price of Bitcoin during the 2024 halving in April and snag your share of the one Bitcoin prize pool. Join the excitement today. It's free to enter. Put your Bitcoin expertise to the test and make your prediction. Will Bitcoin skyrocket to new heights or make history with a game-changing shift? Enter your guess for free at www.bitcoinhalving.com. That's www.bitcoinhalving.com. Void where prohibited by law, no purchase necessary.
Yeah, and I think also from Kraken's perspective, Rizzo, you might have some good insight here. Is like, how do you see like the impediments to Bitcoin adoption? Is it simply a matter of education, having people understand what Bitcoin is, the fact that it's limited, why that's valuable? Or is it, you know, does it have to do with the user experience and how people interact with the Bitcoin network? Or do you think it's a bit more cultural and a little bit less tangible, where it's maybe there's a stigma around Bitcoin where people don't necessarily want to interact with it because it's not, you know, institutionally kind of, you know, that stamp of approval isn't quite there. I mean, obviously there's kind of this ETF adoption, but I think that there still is kind of like Bitcoin hasn't quite found its niche amongst kind of the more normie type people. So I guess from Kraken's perspective, like, what is it that is going to take Bitcoin adoption to this next step up, do you think?
Well, if you click on the Kraken account, which is listening in, you know, you'll see our recent brand campaign of, you know, see what crypto can be. So, you know, I do think that there has been a movement to try to reintroduce Bitcoin or to try to introduce our goals, you know, just as an industry and a culture. But yeah, I would say maybe, you know, there is obviously a lot of things that impede adoption, you know, obviously the availability of products, right? Regulatory clarity, like we're all optimistic that things are going to kind of evolve positively going forward. You know, but even internally at Kraken, you know, there's hundreds of people working on that question, you know, every day in an all hands on deck way. And then, you know, on the marketing side, you know, people do have a declining trust in, you know, just basic things like exchanges, right? So you have to kind of deal with the question of onboarding people into Bitcoin, like where do you get your first Bitcoin? Who do you trust? You know, so you have to look at things like security, track record. I mean, obviously on that, Kraken is pretty competitive. There's a lot of other exchanges, I think, you know, that are kind of working similarly to build, you know, that reputational value. But yeah, I don't know. I often find that you can explain Bitcoin. I think we've gotten good at pretty succinctly explaining Bitcoin. You know, you sort of, you know, it's a non-government currency, you know, especially the last few years with kind of the political strife, especially in, you know, the US and the more developed world. You know, it's kind of pretty obvious, I think, you know, to most people now why you want a money that's, you know, not subject to political polarization. And, you know, I almost find that it's, you know, it's gotten easier to kind of explain that value proposition, but then how do you, you know, get them in the door, right? Like, how do they take that first action, you know, to get a wallet, sign up at an exchange, to start buying? And then, you know, how do they build that as a habit, right? I think for a lot of people, that part, I think, is still a bit foreign. And I almost think we've gotten better at really explaining what we're trying to achieve. And then, you know, it really does, you know, I don't know, as anybody who set up a Bitcoin wallet with anyone and try to send a transaction, you know, there is that kind of like awkwardness when, you know, they download the wallet and then you're scanning their QR code and they're looking at addresses and there's these long lines of numbers. And then, you know, do they open a Lightning channel, especially, you know, with fees being higher, you know, do you encourage them to do that? You know, so how do we actually onboard people to the network? And what's, you know, how do we colloquially explain it to them? I almost feel like that's kind of the, you know, the thing that needs the most work and the continual involvement. And I think, yeah, maybe we've gotten better at really just explaining, you know, the big vision, but then like making it practical for people. You know, how do they start, you know, from the having, let's just say, you know, that you decide to get involved, how do you make this a part of your life, right? And like, what is the reason for that?
I think a lot of it is just going to continue being, you know, it's the community play, it's the education play on educating individuals on just how to, you know, custody, send Bitcoin, you know, to friends' addresses, businesses' addresses, and then, you know, the ultimate final step of self-custody. You know, and this event as a whole, like, yes, we're throwing a live stream. Yes, we're going to be streaming like top 21 moments, but I think what I'm most excited for here is the community involvement and, you know, the encouragement of other, you know, Bitcoin meetups around, not just the US, but around the globe to get together and celebrate this event, you know, have the opportunity to showcase their celebration alongside our live stream. You know, I know already, you know, our team has spoken to, you know, a couple of meetups like, you know, Tampa, you know, other places, Bitcoin Charlotte, you know, some of the big ones that we all know and like. And I'm just really excited to get them involved.
Yeah, I think that community aspect is going to be really fun. And one thing we're going to do with this live stream is include footage of these halving parties from around the world. And in the vein of making this a New Year's Eve style celebration, it is, I think, pretty novel. And it's going to be fun being able to have everyone participate at the same time. Like, obviously, with New Year's Eve, you know, midnight is not midnight, you know, elsewhere. And so everyone's going to be operating on Bitcoin block height together, which is going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, I think, you know, this is going to be an ongoing conversation, trying to assess where Bitcoin has come from, where it's going, and what we, you know, need to get it there. You know, obviously, there's no shortage of hot takes and opinions on the matter. I could hear our technical editor, Shinobi, banging the table when Rizzo talked about fees and Lightning. And, you know, what kind of some of the technical debt might be in this space. But overall, I think it's going to be a really, really fun time. And we're thrilled to be working with an exchange like Kraken. So really big shout out to them And again, really encourage everyone, if you want to vote for those top 21 moments or you know, guess what you think the price of Bitcoin will be at the halving, feel free to do that at bitcoinhalving.com. But yeah, without further ado, I guess, Rizzo, if you have any last thoughts, feel free to hop in here. I know you're having some issues. It looks like he's off stage. I'm bringing him up. Hey, Rizzo, looks like, okay, looks like he's here.
Is I'm disappearing.
Yeah, so we were just kind of offering final thoughts here. Rizzo, if you kind of want to just take us out and you know, just set the stage for what people can expect from the halving and Kraken's involvement, that'd be great. And then, yeah, we will certainly speak with everyone soon as we have more updates.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll bring the hype. I mean, obviously happy to be working with you guys. You know, really, I think, as you said, I think, you know, the vision is halving is the New Year's Eve, you know, of the financial world. You know, hopefully we get some great updates on speakers, you know, in terms of who's joining and how we can attract attention there. But yeah, I think if you, you know, if you're in Bitcoin or, you know, you want to welcome someone to the space, you know, the halving really is a global phenomenon, right? We'll have our live stream, but, you know, hopefully the live stream is, you know, going to be in bars, it's going to be in parties, you know, going to be kind of wherever people are, right? And I think, you know, hopefully this live stream is something that connects people. People can go out and meet local Bitcoiners, you know, have those memories, spend some sats in real life. Yeah, you know, take some time to reflect on where we're going, because, you know, I think as we've said, we've got a ways to go. But yeah, I mean, hopefully the halving is a nice turning point. We can all get those bull market vibes back.
Love it. Love bullish Rizzo. And yeah, just, you know, thank you again, everyone, for tuning in. This has been a lot of fun to be able to share this with you. We've been working hard on standing up this Bitcoin halving vision for this the end of this epoch. But yeah, thanks again, Rizzo, for joining us, as well as to the Kraken team. Been a lot of fun working with you all. Alan and George as well, thanks for joining us. And we look forward to providing some more updates, especially on the speakers front. So stay tuned for that. But without further ado, I will see everyone at the halving. Stay tuned. Peace, folks.
Love it. See you guys.